Welcome to episode 511 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're going to talk about work you can do over the summer so that you avoid paying the reset tax. Now, the reset tax is very painful. And it's something that if we're not careful, we can all pay it a couple of times a year. And I think that's relevant as well, because we know we have a lot of listeners over on the other side of the globe in Australia. And I know that you've just ended one financial year, moving into the next one. And for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in the middle of summer, or we're just starting summer. And a lot can actually happen over the next few months in a positive way. So that's the topic of today's podcast. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. Hope you and yours are well. This is Denise. And today I want to revisit the reset tax. It's an appropriate time of year. We're in summer in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, many of you guys have just finished one business year at the end of June. You're entering the next. And many people take a bit of time away and the time away from the marketing. And that's where the reset tax happens, which I'm going to get on to in a second. And if you're new here, welcome. Fabulous to have you. Thinking about marketing and what you might want to consider this year. If you haven't downloaded our marketing trends report, then you can do all. The only cost is an email address. And if you go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MTRS, as in marketing trends, just imagine that, MTRS, take you to a page, put your name and email in, and there's a really detailed, comprehensive report that you can read there about what is actually working now in the recruitment sector, in the current landscape we're all operating in. And I know many people start to turn the corner for you. And if you have a look at that report, that is going to help you. So let's get into talking about this reset tax, things you could be doing over the next few weeks. And I want to start with a question. So what happened to your marketing last summer, last sort of end of July, August? Have a think about it. And this is about not what you meant to do, what actually happened, what got sent, what got emailed out, what got posted, what got written, what got published. And for a lot of business owners in recruitment, the honest answer is not very much. And I hold my hands up. It's happened to me several times. Your clients go a bit quiet. Candidates are on holiday. Your inbox possibly slows down. And the marketing, which was already the thing dropped when you were busy, gets dropped again because now you're not busy enough. To really sort of have that nasty prick around the need of, oh, it tends to get put to the back. Oh, well, we'll get into that when we get back into work properly in the summer. Then, of course, September arrives, everyone comes back and things start changing. And suddenly you realise that, wow, we're back into, this is the last third of the year. And you look at your pipeline, you think, okay, I need to get back out there. Pipeline's gone a bit dry. And so you start again. And that starting again is the expensive bit. And that's the reset tax, which is the cost of stopping and starting your marketing. And it's a cost that nobody, very hard to put it on a spreadsheet, but it's there. Trust me, it is there. And here's what it looks like in practice. You stop posting for maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks. The algorithm notices that you are not posting as much. Your clients and candidates notice that the emails are not dropping into their inbox. And that algorithm quietly starts to decide that, maybe I should say rather than quietly, in the background, unknown to you, decide you're less relevant. So when you do come back, your reach is lower than when you left. which is a challenge anyway in today's market, that warm audience that you'd started to build has started to cool a bit. People were beginning to recognise your name and probably wonder, oh, where's such a body? I've not seen them. And so, unfortunately, you spend that first month back getting to where you already were when it was the end of May. You're not gaining ground. What's happening is you're buying back what you already owned. And that's the reset tax. And it generally can happen a couple of times a year. It happens in summer. It tends to happen in Christmas, at Christmas, because as we know from a recruitment context, often by the middle of December, everything goes quiet. And then we have 2 weeks off over Christmas. Then before you know where we are, it's the middle of January. Now, I'm not going to tell you need to be working from now and all the way through the end of August. This is not the point of this episode. It's actually not a sensible way to run a business or a life. What I'm going to suggest is different. The summer is a time to build the thing that means your marketing does not stop when you do, which is a good thing to have. So why this is not just another to-do list. I recorded an episode on summer marketing tasks several years ago now, and it's still one of the posts that people find. It was a good list, sensible tasks, but I've changed my mindset around the framing of it. I want to be honest with you about why, because the challenge is a list of tasks can often reinforce the exact behaviors that keep recruiters stuck, because they're not marketeers, they are business owners, and this is another thing on their to-do list. So It says to people, marketing is a pile of jobs you get to when there's a gap. So you do them in a burst, you feel good about it, you get busy again, and the whole thing stalls. So over the last, 18, 19 years of working with recruitment and search business owners across the globe has taught us both that this is rarely a knowledge problem. You sort of know what you should be doing, though you can get overwhelmed and overcomplicated. You should be visible. You know you should be talking to your database, whether that's actually on the phone to them or via email. Nobody needs another list telling them it needs to get done. It really is an implementation problem. There's a gap between what you know and what gets done. And that gap is where I often say growth goes to die. So yes, I'm going to give you some things to do this summer, but every single one of them is chosen because it closes the gap rather than adding to your workload in September. So let's go through them one by one. So number one is you need to know what's been happening before you can move forward. So where have I been versus where I want to go? So the thing is, review the first half of the year, honestly. We're past the halfway mark now. So the first job is to look back from January to June. What was it that actually moved the needle? Now, I think I've shared this several times. And if you just go onto our search bar on our website, you'll probably be able to find it. You may have heard of the stop, start, continue process. It's really classic and it works. What you're going to stop doing, what you're going to start doing, what is working that you should carry on with. And I want you to add one question to it. And it's one that matters more today than I think ever before. What is it that compounded? So we all understand about compound interest and all of those things, but some marketing gives you a hit and then nothing. One-off campaign, maybe it's a burst of posts, a push to land a placement or a specific role, and then everything goes quiet. Other marketing builds, the content that keeps getting found, the relationships that keep coming back, the email list that grows every month, whether you're watching it or not. So look at your first 6 months and separate the two, and then be ruthless about where you start to put your time in the second part of the year. Now, the second thing to consider and to work with is your database. While people have headspace, now we call it, people call it low hanging fruit, people call it the gold around your feet that you're walking all over. It's your CRM, it's your LinkedIn T1 connections, the clients you've not spoken to in months, maybe 18 months, candidates you placed 3 years ago who might even now be hiring managers, and maybe people who inquired once and never really got a follow-up. The summer is one of those few times a year when these people have a space to think. They're reflecting. We all reflect in the summer, don't we? We've just come back from an extended period of time out in France, which we worked and we had some time off, and we had a lot of reflections. And it's the same for everybody. People are on a plane, they're on a beach, they're in Le Shuttle, or they're driving up and down France because passports disappeared, or they're in a quiet office wondering whether they want another year of this or another year of the same things happening. And this is exactly the moment to land in their inbox or in front of them on social with something useful, maybe a market update, an offer of a conversation, or just a phone call about, hey, this is what we're doing now. We've adapted some of the ways that we work, which I think might appeal to you. Should we just have a quick conversation? And the recruiters who tend to have their best Septembers, the best ends of the year, are the ones that actually started those conversations in July. Quick pause from me before we get back into it. This podcast, as you probably worked out, has no sponsors, has no ads, nobody pays us to record these episodes. And Sharon and I make it because we love this industry and we want to give something useful back to the people running small recruitment businesses. If you're getting value from this, here's the only thing I'll ask. Connect with me on LinkedIn, search Denise Oyston, that's Oyston with an O, hit connect, and drop me a quick note and say you found me through the podcast. I read every single message and I reply personally. There's no funnel, there's no pitch, just a chance to say hello and stay in touch. So right, let's get back to that conversation. Let's look at number three, and this is about building your, I like to call it a 60-day pipeline. You look anywhere, you realise that things don't immediately happen. This is the principle I want you to hold on to more than anything else in this episode, that the work you do today rarely pays you today. It tends to pay you in a couple of months' time. That 60-day window is a classic piece that most anyone in BD will say to you, 60 days, you can really turn everything around. Alex Hormozi, quite a famous entrepreneur, young entrepreneur in the US, and he talks about that 100-day magical thing that happens, that you completely change your business in 100 days. So the conversations that you start having this week will becomes the brief next month and the placement after that, which means the fees you bank in October were not earned in October. They will have been earned at this time of year. So it's uncomfortable to hear, and yet it's honest that when you look at your pipeline in September and it's thin, that isn't actually September's problem. That was a problem a few months ago that you're only really finding out about now. So work backwards. What do you want to be billing in the final quarter? Now count back those 60, 90 days and see what's happening around that time for that to be true. Now, number four is get ahead on your content. This is the one that buys you your autumn back. If you can end August with several weeks of content written, scheduled, ready to go, then your busiest quarter does not knock your marketing over. There's so many different scheduling tools. On LinkedIn, you can schedule things. Many CRMs allow you to do that now. And here's the thing, just to give you an idea, that you don't need to go back to a blank page. With the AI capabilities and tools that are around there now, if you have not used Perplexity, well worth it. It's better than Claude and better than other tools when it comes to deeper research on what's happening in different markets. That will give you some ideas on some of the great topics. But the other thing is to go back and look what's already worked. And I am demonstrating this here because I know that our summer post gets read quite a lot. So I decided I wanted to update it. So that's why I'm re-recording a new version. And you can do that. Go and check out your website analytics. Find the pages that people are staying on and reading. Look at, go back onto your LinkedIn posts. And I know LinkedIn is a bit iffy at the moment, but go back and look at some of your posts that have got traction. Look at the questions your clients keep asking you on calls. The market does a really good job about telling you what it wants. Your job's to listen and then say more about it. So number five, sort out your shop front. think about how a beauty salon works. There's a particular beauty salon that I go to, and they were changing the window a while ago before we went off to France, and they were putting all the summer stuff there and getting everything ready before the season starts for them, not during it. So your website, your LinkedIn profile, they are your shop fronts. And for most recruitment companies, they are costing you money. People are checking you out before they ever contact you. They go to your website, they look at your profile, they look for proof that you are any good. So this is some ideas for you. Go and look at your website. Go and look at your LinkedIn profile as a stranger would. Let's just define a stranger, someone that doesn't know you. Does your website say who you help? Or does it say what you do? Have you got a case study or testimonials visible? Are they in your menu bar that people can click through? Is there any reason at all for a visitor to give you their email address? Does your LinkedIn profile read like a CV or resume or like a page, like a style of sales page? Go and have a look at mine if you're wondering how to do it. We teach people how to do that, and we give people different AI prompts that they can use to create their LinkedIn profile. So go and have a look at that, because none of these are big jobs, and yet all of them are sort of thing that you never get round to because they're not urgent. And now, over the next few weeks, is the time to go and do that. So as I say, be honest with yourself. This is number six, about what you're really doing. And this is uncomfortable, and we all have to sit with it. When I talk to business owners about the marketing, there's usually three answers. The first is, and it's more common than people admit, is that they're not doing any marketing. This is obviously not clients, but these are people that we talk to. None. They'll tell you they're too busy. We were talking to someone the other day who has works with a couple of mentors, and like he said, he was talking to his mentors who had no idea about marketing. They said, oh, you need to go and talk to somebody else about that. And it's true. Some clients, the prospective clients, they'll talk to us and they'll talk about that they're either too busy or that to get things done. And that's a topic of another blog post. What are you busy actually doing? Or that referrals have been enough and they mean it, but the marketing is not happening at all. The second is that they are doing some, but nowhere near enough of it, and never for long enough for it to work. A few posts, an email that went out, and it stops before it has any chance to build, because everything builds. You need to remember that one-off email will never work. And the third type is that they're busy doing the wrong things. Activity feels like marketing, even though it's not, and produces nothing. They're posting jobs and calling it content. They're tinkering a bit with a logo. They're setting up a channel that nobody uses in the market. So before you add anything to your list, tell yourself the truth about which of these, those three are you. Because the fix is different for each one. So if you're doing nothing, you need to start small. And we have several posts and podcasts that you can go and listen to about when you haven't done any marketing for a while, where do you start? And if you're new to everything, so go and check those out. If you're doing too little, you need to commit to something you can sustain when the busy weeks come in. And it's a lot, you can do a lot more than you realize. And if you're doing the wrong things, you need to stop them. And stopping is allowed. Consistency in one or two things, that work will always be scattered effort across six things. That do not. And number seven really is choose the system, not the sprint. Every task in this episode just will fail if you just treat it as a burst of effort. Review the year, blast the database, write a bit of content, tidy the website up. It can feel really good. I've done all that. I've done it. What works instead is pulling those levers consistently, those small levers. So whether you feel like it or not, that's the secret. And it's not the most glamorous thing to do. Of course it isn't, but it's that thing that works. I always talk about, it's like you have to clean your teeth with the little teepees that the dentist tells you about. It's not particularly glamorous. It's not the thing that you want to do, but you do it because it saves you money and it keeps your teeth looking good and healthy. It's all of those things that we do. So the owners who grow are not the ones with the best ideas. They're the ones with something in place that keeps the marketing moving when they're head to down billing. And that's a system. And building one is probably one of the single best uses of your summer. So if you want some help on this, if you're listening to this and thinking, I know all of this and I still do not do it, I want you to know that is the most normal thing in the world. It's the implementation gap. It's not a character flaw. You're a normal human being having a human experience. And the early part of this year, we spent a lot of time redesigning and updating Superfast Circle. We've created a whole training part and process that helps you create a system called the Catalyst System. And it sits at the heart of Superfast Circle. And it's there really to solve this exact problem that I've described so that marketing runs as a system rather than something you get to when you remember. I'm not going to say much about it today. You know where we are. You know how to get in touch with us. Drop us a LinkedIn message or just respond to an email or whatever, or just go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/call and book a quick bit call with us. So that's today's podcast. 7 things for you to consider doing this summer. Consider them and then take action on them. Review the first half of the year. Find out what compounded. Work your database while people have that headspace. Build the 60-day pipeline now. Get ahead with your content. Sort out your shop fronts. So that's your website, your LinkedIn. Be honest about what are you really doing. And then choose a system, not a sprint, just start. Because the difference between recruitment companies that have a strong end of the year and the ones that scramble is not talent, it's not luck. It's what happened in those weeks over the summer. So enjoy the rest of your summer. There'll be plenty of podcasts coming your way. And I look forward to you building something that works. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. Before we sign off, I want to share something with you. We have completely redesigned Superfast Circle. This is not a refresh. It's not a few new slides. We've rebuilt it from the ground up to be the most commercially focused program we have ever created. And you still get all the content resources, you get all the frameworks, you get all the Canva tools, and you get all the AI prompts. And everything we have built over 18 years of working with exclusively recruitment businesses. But now you also get more one-to-one time with Sharon and I directly. We are in it with you. And we back it with a guarantee. If you are in the program and you've not seen a return on your investment, we'll carry on working with you one-to-one until you do. Now, if you want the details, just email support@superfastrecruitment.co.uk. Tell us you heard this on the podcast and we'll send you all the details of what's included in the program, the investment, and all of the things that you need. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time.